When 250,000 10th graders took the California State Test this spring, each student answered 2 essay questions. That creates a huge challenge for the state: how to grade all those handwritten papers quickly and accurately. The answer involves the internet and people across the country willing to read tests in their spare time. It's a secretive process, one that must be scrupulously fair and protect the privacy of the students, NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The essays on the California High School Exit Exam, the CAESE, are being graded in living rooms like this one across the nation. Actually, few living rooms are quite this cluttered. Every flat space has computer parts, books, and tools. One of the people who will be grading the test pads around in pink pajamas with a cup of coffee in her hand.
Most of the time I just sort of sit, hang out at my computer, pet the cat, talk to the dog, look out the window, and read hundreds of essays.
To protect the secrecy of the test, I'm not allowed to look at the essays or identify the grader. Jennifer, as we'll call her, describes herself as an overeducated, underemployed tech worker, one of 700 people who are reading these papers in their homes. She sits down at her computer, types a few passwords, and a handwritten essay pops up on her screen. It's a practice test for her to make sure she's grading just like the other 700 judges.
They have like a lot of checks and balances that really make it so that your personal opinions don't matter.
About 250,000 10th graders in California took the CAESE in March. If they don't pass it in the next 2 years, they don't graduate. The students were given 2 essay questions, one about a reading selection and another about pop culture, and 20 to 30 minutes to write each one. The essays were then scanned into a computer, bad handwriting and all, and one by one they show up in Jennifer's living room. She leans forward inches from the screen to try and read a 10th grader's scrawl.
Like, they all have like these weird styles where every I is dotted with an X and, you know, the S's are all sideways, which doesn't make my job any easier, but you're like, well, kid, if you don't graduate from high school, at least maybe you've got a job in lettering, sign painting.
She keeps a sense of humor as she grades each essay on a scale from 1 to 4. The 4s, the best ones, are pretty easy to spot, she says. Thesis statement, well-organized, few grammar or spelling errors.
Not very interesting, but who cares, you know? Being interesting isn't part of it.
The bad ones are just as obvious, but harder for her.
I mean, you get, like, these little heartbreaking essays that are like, I don't speak English, and that's all they say. And you're just like, oh, you poor kid.
But as much as Jennifer might want to give the kid a break, she can't. With a student's future on the line, the rules are incredibly strict.
Scoring is ultimately a human endeavor, at least in the way that we're doing it.
Andrew Latham is the project manager for the Educational Testing Service, which is administering the test. He says the sheer number of essays make the CAESE a unique challenge. 350,000 essays were written, and each has to be read twice. That's 700,000 reads. And it has to be done in 3 weeks. So they recruited mostly former and current teachers by placing ads on the internet. Then ETS trained them, so hopefully they all grade exactly alike.
Every person has biases, and so when you train scorers, the goal is not to pretend they don't have biases, it's get them to ignore their biases and apply strictly according to the objective scoring rubric so that every student is scored the same way.
Every essay Jennifer reads is also read by another person, and the two scores are compared. She's occasionally given dummy essays to check her scoring, and as she grades online, a supervisor is randomly checking her work and calling her to touch base now and then.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. They're all, like, so nice.
By the end of her 4-hour shift, Jennifer has read about 120 essays. That's a couple of minutes for each one. And she leaves with a rare glimpse into the inner thoughts of California 10th graders. They are obsessed with brands and how people look, she says. Some seem more at ease using pictures or writing in a bullet point website style.
More of these kids can spell the word Britney Spears than they can spell the word comfortable or the word girl. And that's sort of strange to me.
The one thing Jennifer doesn't know is how much her score actually influences their chance of graduating. And she doesn't want that responsibility.
You know, I told you I saw one that just said, please pass me at the bottom of it. It was this scribble. It was just like, blah, 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 you know, vaguely English, whatever. At the bottom, the kid just writes, please pass me. And it was just the desperation of that. It's hard to sort of set that aside and be like, oh yeah, this is just all about numbers. It's really difficult.
But she has to act as fair and dispassionate as a computer. And in fact, software has been developed to do Jennifer's job. The computer program can look for sentence structure, grammar, subordinate clauses, and tests have shown it can be more accurate in a way than humans. The software is in use in a few places, but in the controversial world of state standardized tests, it's still relatively rare. And Jennifer can do one thing that software still can't accomplish: decipher the often loopy and cryptic handwriting of 10th graders. Robert Smith, NPR News.